Trump is a terrorist. Thousands of leftists protest Iran strikes ahead of Hague NATO summit. By Kurt Zindelka on June 22, 2025. Thousands of leftist protesters took to the streets of The Hague on Sunday to protest the American strike on Iranian nuclear facilities and ahead of the upcoming NATO summit in the Dutch city this week. In a march to the Peace Palace in The Hague on Sunday, demonstrators were heard chanting "Fuck NATO" and "Donald Trump is a terrorist" over their objections to the U.S. bombings on Saturday of the Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan nuclear sites in Iran amid the ongoing war between the Islamist regime and the Jewish state of Israel. Anti-Israel sentiment also featured prominently at the protest, with attendees repeating the genocidal slogan "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which implies the eradication of the state of Israel and its people. Others were seen carrying placards reading "Stop the attack on Iran. Dismantle Israel," De Telegraaf reported. The protest was organized by members of the far-left Dutch Socialist Party, SP, the anti-colonial Marxist Bayoun Party, the New Peace Movement, and the radical eco-warrior Extinction Rebellion Group, among others. Socialist Party leader Jimmy Dake and members of the militant left-wing Antifa collective attended the march. The protest comes ahead of the planned NATO summit in the city on Wednesday. Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said on Sunday that as far as he was aware, President Trump was still planning on attending the meeting despite the escalation in the Middle East conflict with the America strikes on Iran. "I'm assuming Mr. Trump is still coming. At least, we have not received any counter-notice," Schoof said per Al Jazeera Dagblad. "Of course, we look at every situation that is currently occurring and what that means for the NATO summit. That applies to this, too." Meanwhile, ahead of the upcoming election in the Netherlands, members of the GroenLinks PETA, Green Left Labour Alliance overwhelmingly backed a measure at a joint conference on Saturday to back a complete embargo on arms exports to Israel, including those used in the defensive Iron Dome system which protects the Jewish state from rocket and missile attacks from Iran and its terrorist proxies. On Sunday, GroenLinks PETA leader and chief bureaucrat Frans Timmermans criticized the move by the United States to bomb Iran's nuclear sites, saying, "As long as the diplomatic path remains open, an attack using military means is unjustified and contrary to international law." In contrast, populist anti-Islamification Party for Freedom leader Geert Wilders strongly supported the Trump administration's strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, saying, "Hit those ayatollahs and hit them hard. Peace through strength and no concessions to Islamic evil and barbarians with the ability to make nukes." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.